Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the conclusion of today's episode of Swan Song Stories. We've just acquired a Jeep, and I think we can probably cut to your arrival at the mall. It's sort of the next biggest structure between you and the government building that you're going to set up at. Mm-hmm. So by the time you get there, it's I think it's like twilight. Like it's the sun's going down. The sky is all orange and purple, and you've been driving this Jeep. It's getting close to running out of fuel, but it's getting you to where you're going. So who's driving the vehicle?
Fugazi, I think, unless he has objections.
I am driving.
Okay, so Fugazi, you're driving. And then who's in the passenger seat?
Me.
Yeah, okay. Did you do anything while you're like driving? Because it's gonna be like an hour of driving. Do you wanna like go? There's like a glove compartment and like a center console. The vehicle's got some.
Well, having just been blown up, I definitely check as much as I can within reason for something like that.
Yeah.
So I frisk things like the glove compartment, stuff like that. Do I find anything interesting at all?
The glove compartment to the vehicle has a couple of emergency road flares. It's got probably like a map, like a folded up plastic map of the area. And I think you find in there kind of a worn edged photograph, like a plastic photograph of the woman and of Anna and Cesar. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's like pre-invasion. So there's like some, you know, green grass, and you can see the community like building behind them, and they're like posing for this photo. And
kind of looks at it, and it's a bumpy Jeep. He's like, "This is kind of looks at Mr. Fugazi. This is why we're doing this." And he throws it out the window. So it was kind of a moment for him.
And then he, so good.
Then he takes out the map and is using that very functionally, like, you know, he's going to help us guide there. But otherwise, he just has like the plasma, you know, kind of against his, I would say down his legs towards the feet, but, you know, ready to pull up and defend the car type of thing.
Okay. All right. So can I get perception checks from everybody as you get closer to the mall?
Yep.
Oh God, these rolls, Sicarian.
Jesus Christ.
You get a bunch of dust.
Five double ones.
You open your visor, like get some fresh air and just dust in your eyes. Like just horrible.
I don't even open my visor, just fucking smattered blood still. We're just kinda like looking around.
And it's
very clearly can't see shit.
Sorry, Caitlin, what was that?
It's it, right?
Yeah. Nice, good, good work all around. Fantastic stuff, everybody. Good.
Oh, got two there.
A horrible dust storm picks up.
I think that they are just all like people are asleep or listening to music or some shit. Just very non-military. Like, problem here.
Here, helmet on backwards. Didn't realize it till now. Yep. Okay. So I think then you just like pull right on in. There's a big sign. It used to be like a neon sign at some point with like a cactus, and the cactus is wearing sunglasses. And like if it was activated, the little neon arm would be like waving to you as you pull into the parking lot of this mall. It's one of those like outdoor malls. It's not like one big building with a bunch of stores. It's like a parking lot with like a row of stores around the outside. So it's like a two-layer mall. And it looks like, it looks like there's a bunch of different, there's a bunch of different businesses that were here before, like so some food places and, like a couple of different stores. But it looks like there was a battle fought here at some point. There aren't any bodies around, but there's obvious, like burn marks, like laser burns on the walls. There's like tire tracks that look like they pull out quickly. Like there's a bunch of like burn rubber on the way out of the parking lot. And a number of the vehicles in the parking lot are like obviously damaged. They have like big like laser burn holes in them.
Before we get too far away from the truck though, we're still on the truck, you said, right?
You're still in the Jeep. You're seeing all this as you're like pulling into the parking lot.
I kind of step out of the passenger seat then, never turning my back to the, you know, like very kind of looking around type of thing. And then I go back to PF, what's your name, or PKF, did you say?
Yeah, PK778.
PK, I was calling PK. We go back there, still kind of looking around weary. And then I'm going to attempt to rip off the machine gun and hand it to her.
Okay, all right.
Or not even rip it off. Let's just say, like, look for a way to unhinge it, right?
Yeah. It's got a series of like clamps that you can undo and pull off.
There we go. I do that, then I just hand it to her.
Okay. Yeah. So you've stopped the Jeep, and everybody's like getting out, and you take the machine gun off and pass it to her, and she like hefts it and she's like, yeah, fuck yeah, like points it at a building and just like fires a burst of like laser shots into the building and looks over at you again. She's like, that's what I'm fucking talking about.
And then I look like the most like what the fuck look he can possibly give. He's like, hey, I'm really glad you're excited, but now everyone knows we're here. Like you need to take it down a notch.
she's like fuck it, bring him on.
He's like, where was that fuck it, bring it on attitude when we were ambushed and I was the one running at them and you wouldn't even fucking counterattack? We'll talk more about this later, but for right now, I need you to take it down a peg.
She's like, all right. Like looks at the gun and kind of like whispers quietly and like, she's like petting it. She's like, all in good time, baby. All in good time. And
I'm like leaning against the car watching this. So I guess like the spray was really close to my face. I feel like heat on my face. Just like chewing my tobacco and I start laughing at her, you know. It's like Mr. S is telling her to bring it down a couple notches, and I try and like lock eyes at her and just like laugh at her.
Yeah, she winks at you.
Kind of tap the truck and say, all right, let's move out, guys. We got a mission to execute.
Yeah, and 2112 2112 is like he's like, yeah, if we settle down here for the night, I can get some time in with the equipment and maybe boost the signal. We might be able to scavenge something from, hey, guys, look. And he like points and you look over and you see one of the little stores has a like a big, it's all burned and like peeling, but a big like plastic like ice cream cone sitting out front. And he's like, Frogurt, I haven't had that shit in forever. And he looks at you, Mr. Security, and he's like, you think they got any intact back there?
We can investigate such a thing when we bed down, but for right now, we need to clear the premise. We don't even know if we're in for another trap or not.
And he gets kind of like solemn and nods. He's like, yeah. All right, this thing first, Operation Frogurt after. And he looks around and he's like, but yeah, I don't know. This doesn't look like a very defensible position.
Like there's no buildings that we can get into and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, there might be. You can make a tactics roll if you want to. I mean, the best thing to do would be to like clear all the buildings and like spread out and take like a couple of hours to like clear all the areas.
Oh, I got an 8 this time, Adam. It's not a 1 or 2, but it's...
Okay. Lost. Gazi, do you two want to do the same?
Yeah.
Maybe each of you takes one of the grunts and like splits up.
Sure. For a roll?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Make a tactics roll.
My bad.
My guy, help me.
Yeah. Everybody, just take a +1 on your roll from having.
I got an 8.
Okay.
Tactics is also int, right?
Yeah. So everybody got the same like middle result. So the the area is like I said, it's not designed to be necessarily like defended, but there is lots of sort of like kind of nooks and crannies to like hide out in. There's lots of places where you could hide if somebody were to come up and they would have to go looking for you. It takes a long time to clear the area. It's like plenty dark by the time that happens. And yeah, and I think if like if you're gonna get ambushed, you'd hear them coming before you know, before they'd know that you were here. It's pretty easy.
That's the idea, I think.
Yeah, pretty easy place for you guys to set up stealthily.
Do we have any explosives on us as a team at all?
I don't have any.
I mean, so we had talked a little bit beforehand about like having like gear, and if there was something that you were like, oh wait, I could use something like this, we can make a luck check to say like, yeah, sure, that's a thing you might have up to, you know, your total up to your total encumbrance. So do you wanna make a
I'd like to check for some demolitions of sort. I think that's something that would be great for a team to have.
Yeah, make a luck check. Let's see if you were issued any like C whatever.
Do you think I'd find any like in the back of the car?
I passed.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. Yeah. So, Sakarian, you were issued.
I passed.
Yeah, you're issued some C4 and some detonators or whatever. CX.
I would put the truck in the middle of the road then, and I'm going to rig it with demolitions that I can hopefully remote set off.
Right. And so while you're doing that, what defenses or preparations are you making, Fugazi and Lost?
I mean, so based, we don't have a picture of like where we're at and trying to reinforce.
Yeah. I mean, think of it as, and I'll draw it out for you real loose, like, but think of it as kind of like a squared off C. So there's a shape like this. The middle area is basically all parking lot. And then there's stores around the outside of the parking lot. And there are two levels of stores. And then there's like a walkway around the top. And then the road goes, you know, outside this way. And then you pulled in from there. Right.
This is like
came in would have to basically come in through that door.
Yeah, or like fly in on a helicopter or something.
Right. Okay. So I think what I would do is be like right there. Mm-hmm. And maybe what I would do is set up an insta panel there.
Okay. Would you like to tell us what an insta panel is and does?
Yeah, so here I have. I played Swan Song or Stars Without Number for like what, almost 2 years, and as I'm going through the book, I'm finding all these cool things that are in the universe that we've never used, and since I wanted my character to be utility, I'm carrying around a few of these insta panels, which are basically like, they're just small squares, and then you put a little power cell in them, and then you can like mold them into sort of cover, or you can use a tech tool, like build shelters with them. In this case, what I'm trying to do is just create a cover because they need 12 damage to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. So So I'm going to set up a cover right there. Yeah. Pretty awesome. Huh? Didn't know that item existed.
And guess what, guys?
Now,
he didn't take drugs and he read books. And that's right. How he learned about these things.
Learn about insta panels.
Kids out there.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, you set up a little bit of insta cover. Where Sakarian, where do you want to put the Jeep?
Like the middle of the road entering into the
So you want to put it here?
Kind of an ambush point.
Like on the road?
Well, on the road, in the middle of the road.
Okay. All right. So the Jeep is the abandoned.
But close enough to us that A, the explosion obviously doesn't hurt us, but B, it's close enough that once I start the explosion, they're also in good firing range.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. And Mr. Lost, what are you doing?
So remind me what this place is again. Is this like a meetup point?
So it's a mini mall, and it's the first sort of non like residential building between the point you got ambushed and the government building that you're going to recon at. So it was believed that like if you're going to find something like power cells or like something like that, this would be the first place to look. And this was just kind of like the first place to stop before you continue on your way.
So do we want to sweep this mall? Do we want to look for that? Or we're just like resting and then going on?
It's up to you guys.
Well, I kept saying we were going to clear. I thought we did clear
the
mall.
Oh, yeah. No, you cleared it, but you haven't like spent time like scavenging it or anything. Like for
I think after we set up the fences, we kind of naturally.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure we set up first.
I told the guy we're going to look for his ice cream that he wanted or whatever.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, maybe I just set up similar to Mr. Fugazi, but on the lower entrance, just in case someone like were to run up and then it overhung that area. So then at least I would still get them.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you set up there. Okay. So then I guess, do you want to all search together or is somebody going to kind of like be on watch while the...
since I have aerial advantage, I will stay on watch because I probably have the best view of.
Okay.
I don't have a view of anything approaching. I just have the best view of if anything does approach. So maybe we want to put one of our shrimps on outside duty.
Sure. Yeah. PK volunteers. She's like, yeah, no, I will happily be on patrol duty. Put me out there.
Is she gonna patrol with a gun?
A silent facepalm.
March around with her machine gun,
like, and looking for armadillos to blast. But yeah, she's into it. She'll go keep an eye on things.
Okay. And I'll stay in my perch.
Okay, so everybody who's going to scavenge or search, because 2112, that's his thing. He's like, if we look around, if you find, and I guess he's probably telling everybody, like, okay, if you find like power cells or even just like conductive wiring, like if you find a wall that's broken, like yank the wires out of the wall, he's gonna try and build like a receiver, like booster, to see if you can get through the signal. This far out, like, it looks like the jamming isn't as strong here. He's starting to get like a little bit of signal. So, if you can find stuff, he might be able to get in touch with Orbital Command if you can string together something, for him. So
we're looking for these things, you said?
Yeah. He's asked you to like, he's going to look too, but he's asked you to kind of like dig through the stores and look for materials.
Just to make a luck save or what?
Let's make, yeah, let's make luck checks. Anyone who's going to take time to search.
Okay.
Yeah, Sakarian, and you find nothing but like garbage and like rotten food and debris.
Can I check around where I am at least?
Yeah, you can make a roll. That's fine.
I may as well do the same thing then. Just like where I am.
You asshole. Virtual dice. It was on the 11, then it went 4.
Nice. All right. So Mr. Lost, I think you are you're searching through one of the stores on the main level, and you find in the like drywall of one of the walls, you find a cable. You like, yank it out and follow it, and it leads to a like a power box where it stores emergency power. So there's like a big like locked metal box that usually these things have like backup batteries in them, and the reader on the side reads that it's still got like a 75% charge. So if you could pop this thing open, you could probably get some juice out of it.
So I can grab it out and take it with me, or I have to take a battery to it to refill it.
You'd have to go get, if you go get 2112, you can bring him out here and he can work from here.
And it would refill his comms device?
It might help him boost the signal, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, if that's not who my shrimp is, then I just tell my shrimp to go get him, bring him here.
Okay, all right, yeah. So, SR goes, he goes to get 2112 and... You hang out there while you wait?
Yeah, I just stay in position. Or I go back to my position.
Yeah, it used to be like a nail salon or something. So there's these like leatherette chairs that are all like melted and warped.
And then, yeah, the back wall is all like broken through and there's these cabling and you pulled one out.
Maybe and while he's gone, like, I like spit out my tobacco for a second. And then from the back of my pocket, I pull out this like really slender, kind of like a woman's French cigarette. Mm-hmm. I like look around and then I just like sit back in the chair and I light it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. When you sit in the chair, it starts to like vibrate slightly. The motor in it's broken, but the like, yeah, massage chair like turns on and starts like vibrating you. So the door opens and 2112 comes in and he's got like a popsicle in his mouth. and he like pokes his head in and he looks around. He's like, takes it out. He's like, SR said you were looking for me. Takes a bite.
I just point to the box and I say, do what you gotta do. And then I walk back to my spot.
Yeah, he sees it and he's like, oh shit, yeah, all right. And he goes over to it and pulls the wire out and starts untangling it. And he's kind of humming to himself while he works. I think that while he's like getting things set up, so he's like attaching the wires to his kit and he's like stripping wires and tying them up together. I think he tries to like make conversation with you, right? He's like, it's like, so you,
I'm like walking back out, but yeah. I heard him start talking. So I just say like, yep. And I keep walking.
Right. And like, I don't think he even realizes you've walked out. He like finishes the sentence. He's like, sir. Oh.
Yep.
goes back to working. Okay. So I think it's a couple of hours later. He's been working on the device for a little while. And Sakarian, where are you when 2112 comes to find you?
I'm kind of walking the walls or maybe the roof of one of the buildings around the perimeter type of thing.
Okay. So I think he comes out into the parking area. He comes in the parking lot and you can see him and he gives you a wave. Like he's not saying anything because you know you want to keep quiet. But he like waves.
Okay. Wave and make my way towards him. Yeah.
Okay. So he's got everybody assembled in the like nail salon around his like comm unit. And he says to you, Mr. Scarion, he's like, we've got about enough juice for one shot up. And then I can go into standby and pick up a message on the next time they go by. And he takes the like comm thing and hands it to you. He's like, so to tell HQ what you want to tell them.
Okay.
And hopefully they'll get back to us in the morning.
I pull out that map then that we took from the Jeep. Mm-hmm. I assume it has some kind of coordinates on it. Then I give him a thumbs up when we're ready.
Yeah. It looks like the map is part of, like it came from the Oninsen, like it's a military map. So it's annotated in like Spanish, but it does have like coordinates and topology and stuff on it.
Okay.
Topography, topology, either one.
Topography.
So you can tell them you've got a pretty good point on where you are.
Okay. I just say, Mr. Scar and our group's been ambushed. We're at this location. We're going to bed down for the day. Reinforcements necessary to accomplish mission. Please get here post haste.
Okay. All right. So you said he takes it back from you, hangs it up. He's like, concise. I like that. Good. So what's the watch order? Are we just going to make PK and her boyfriend do the watch all night?
I could stay up as long as you guys need me to stay up for watch. You just let me know.
I think everyone says almost the same thing, unless Mr. Law says different.
This guy's not kidding. This guy, you want him to stay up all night long, he'll stay up all night long. This guy.
I think we say, well, rest is important, so let's go. And it sounds like we're all eager to keep each other safe, and that's good to hear, but we should go in rotations. So it looks like PK can go first, and then after that we'll do individual nap times. The rest of us can stay awake.
Okay. Good.
All right. I meant to say communicate that the other way. Like we all go and then one takes a nap. So first nap can be.
Right. Yeah. Nap
Mr.
watch.
Or Nate Fugazi, whoever wants, whatever.
Okay. All right.
Can I get luck checks from everybody while you're luck saves while you're resting?
Excellent. Oh, I suppose.
Natural 20. So only, I mean, what happens? Like,
here's what happens.
On your watch,
Mr. Scarion, you're like going for a walk. And you notice in the moonlight a reflective like piece of paper or something on the ground, mm-hmm. and you pick it up and it's a fucking winning lottery ticket. You just won $1 million.
Thunderguns for everyone!
Wait a second. So what you're telling me is that Mr. Karen was rich and could have paid off the swan song at any time. Yeah. What an asshole! God, right. Backstory reveals so much.
Yeah. And then a Lamborghini full of swimsuit models show up and they ask you to marry all of them at once and to move to their pleasure planet that they own now that you've won $1 million.
So done.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And by Lamborghini, you mean grab tank, right?
Yeah, that's what we call grab tank on the pleasure planet of the model, obviously.
JB has to bring back the Lambo emote now.
It would be different for Sakari though. He'd be like, he'd be in a Norse mythological afterlife where he's just getting to fight battles, but not be at the risk of dying forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Eternal paradise of chain swords.
Yep.
So, cool. Okay. And, Fugazi, you failed yours, right?
I did.
Okay. All right. So it's the red eye hours of the night. You're out for a walk, maybe you're like having a cigarette or something. You hear something, there's a bit of a wind that's picked up. Can you make a perception check?
Sure.
For me? You stop because you're like, yeah, you hear a sound, but.
Nine.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. You hear a faint, high-pitched, like a hum or a whine, but you can't place what it is. It sounds like a hot mic, maybe, or like, you know, it's got this kind of like faint, high-pitched. Like, what the fuck is that noise coming from?
Could I make some sort of a tech roll to try to determine what it is?
Yeah, definitely.
Like a post tech.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, take post good, right?
Let's try that. 8.
Okay. It's you can sort of like, again, like it definitely sounds like electronics, or like it's a like an electrical whine. It sounds like it's coming from like the second level.
Oh, it sounds like it's coming from within the compound.
Yeah, like it's quiet. It's coming from above you, and it sounds like it's like in the upper
level. So I wake one of the shrimps and say, I need to investigate something on the second level. I need you to watch the front door.
Okay. Who is it that you
wake Whoever up? Was the closest one to me.
Okay, I'll roll randomly.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. Yeah. It's PK. You wake her up.
Okay.
So she wakes up and you're like, what did you say to her?
I need to investigate something on the top level in the compound here. I just watch the front for me.
Kind of like rubs her eyes. Just like, oh man, Fugazi, why'd you have to wake me up? I was having such a good dream about your mom.
All right. I'm going to let that slide. Watch the front door.
She nods and she's like, weird. That's what she said too.
Adam, right. Is this character to another character that pops up later on?
I mean, she's just Fotenhauer mercenary PK778. I don't know what you're talking about.
I guess we'll never know what her fate is.
All right, 778. I'm gonna give you a pass since you just woke up. You better watch that front door like you've never watched anything before.
So she hefts the machine gun up on her shoulder. She's like, front door, back door, I'm good, whatever.
All right. And we don't need to go into your sexual preferences here, PK. I'm just watch the front door.
Okay. So she walks out and like gets the gun ready.
And yeah, you want to head up to the
Yeah. Center? Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So you you make your way up the stairs. There's some stairs up to that second floor, and you take a quick look around. You don't see anything, but you can hear the noise. It's definitely like louder, and you can figure it's probably coming from a particular store. You can hear it in that direction.
Okay. Is it, how close is it to where like my panel was set up?
I would say it's probably like the stairs are on either side. So there's like a set of stairs that goes up here. It used to be like an escalator, and then there's a set of escalators.
So I guess if I was at my Insta panel, where would the sound, I think the sound be coming from?
You figure you probably heard it from like this corner over here.
Okay.
The shops over there.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to head over in that corner then.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you make your way up those stairs. And are you just like, give me a description of what we see. Like, are you like crouched down and tense? Or are you just like walking up there?
I mean, I definitely have like my, out? Yeah, I definitely have my laser rifle out and, or maybe my laser pistol with a flashlight out to try to pinpoint exactly what this
doing is. The like cop thing.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. All right. So you're like, yeah, making your way up, checking your corners and stuff. Yeah, you hear, when you get up to here, you start walking down the walkway. You hear like a rattling sound, like somebody gets knocked over in that shop and like crashes to the ground.
And I immediately, you know, go into sort of military mode, like, got you surrounded. Please show yourself, put your hands up, and walk towards the light.
Okay. Yeah, it's just like you hear your own voice kind of like echo off the walls. It gets quiet. And from down below, PK is like, what do you see up there?
I don't know yet, PK, but be quiet. I need it. I need my ears. And I walk closer, trying to shine my light in different areas to see where or what it might be.
Okay. Yeah. The store looks like it was like a law office at one point. It's got like spray painted on the window, like some gold scales. The door is broken. You see like, yeah, just like broken glass scattered kind of all over the ground. Okay. Shinier light, but it doesn't really, the windows are kind of opaque with dirt now. So you can't really see what's in there.
Okay. PK, I'm going to make a lot of noise. Just ignore it, okay? And I just...
Do a salute.
I mean, the whole place is kind of in disarray, right?
Yeah.
So there's something I could grab to, like, throw through the window to shine my light in there?
Yeah. You want to just, like, break the window with a piece of, like, balcony that's broken off?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, you smash the window. And then suddenly there's that whining sound again, like real quick. And then a series of sharp white flashes, like strobe flashes, like flicker. You know that like ticking sound that a strobe like makes? So you hear that like it flashes and you kind of like, you get spots in your eyes. It wasn't pointed directly at you, but if it was, like you'd have some vision problems. And it comes from inside the thing. And PK yells from down below. She's like, what the fuck was that?
Well, good thing I'm wearing sunglasses, PK. I always wear sunglasses, so I still don't know. I'm going to investigate. In fact, why don't you wake up whoever's closest to you and send him up here, or at least have him watch the front door and you come up here and cover me.
Yeah. Okay. So, Mr. Lost, you are nudged. You're nudged awake from your reverie, and you awaken to see the silhouette of PK-778 standing there with her machine gun, and she's like, "Fugazi needs you. Something weird going on upstairs."
All right. So she just tells me to go upstairs, not like what he said.
Yeah.
All right. Wow, you go from a wink to in my bed? All right, let's go.
Got him.
Go upstairs.
Okay. All right. So meanwhile, upstairs, Fugazi, you've like, you got your back to the wall. And yeah, you see PK and Mr. Lost come out.
Yeah, I come running up the stairs. I have my gun in my hands already.
Okay. I guess I like tell Lost, like, I keep hearing some weird noises. There was definitely some strange flashes. I'm not sure if it's some sort of fucked up security system or if there's a perpetrator in here, but I just want some backup.
So I don't grill him on like the drugs thing, even though, you know, this really does sound like...
Yeah. You sound like a paranoiac, and you sure you didn't just have a weird dream?
I look over, I'm like, look, I offered to stay up all night. They said, no, I got some sleep. I'm good. You good?
No, I didn't grill you on it. But if you just say that out of nowhere, I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm so good. Okay, yeah, where are the flashes at?
All right, so I just kind of like... flash in. Maybe as I go in, I'm definitely like more aware of the potential that I could get sort of blinded again, but I'm wearing my sunglasses, so I'm kind of like going in from an angle.
Okay. All right. So when you go in, Mr. Lost, are you gonna like come around and cover Fugazi going in?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you probably motioned for me to like get to the side or something.
Okay.
Maybe I have my thing kind of like over my eyes a bit to shield him.
Okay. Can you, Mr. Fugazi, can you make a tech save with a +3?
A tech save with a +3.
Yeah. So just make your tech save and then add 3.
Okay.
You're dead.
Well, 5 is not good. Okay. So
wait, I want to reroll.
Okay. You can only reroll skill checks, not saving throws.
TIL in a horrible way.
Yeah.
Bombs, not combat.
All that book reading, you didn't cover that, did you?
Apparently I didn't. Fucking wasted all my time as a psychic, Jeff. Look at me now.
So you pop around the corner, weapon at the ready, and there's that like brief like the like ticking and like and yeah, your shit just goes white. Like you can't see anything. Lost, you see the like you see these brief flashes, and you get, I guess you see Fugazi go in like flicker motion, right? Because it's like a strobe. So you see like coming in and then like like trying to cover his eyes.
She literally hears me say, "Ah, fuck, I'm blind. Fuck."
I yell to Pika. I say like, "Get Mr. S. He'll know what to do." And like kind of like looking to the side, like he's like just immediately trying to like drag his legs out or.
Like okay, yeah, I mean, he doesn't go down, but, like, what immediately happens after is you hear the sudden, like, hiss of, like, compressed air being, like, evacuated, and,
You got far gone.
What's your armor class? 4, right?
50. 4?
Okay.
4.
Okay, so Lost manages to grab you and pull you back before... Something you hear something like hit the floor next to you, and there's a sudden discharge of like electricity. You hear the like the zapping sound of the electricity, and then yeah, you get dragged back, and your vision's all white dots right now. And I think all of you probably hear a voice like a loudspeaker suddenly come on. And in Japanese, there's a voice that says, I guess, Sakarian, you're awake now, like I'm supposed to wake you up. So you hear this, you know, in Japanese, you understand it. And the voice is saying, attention all insurgents in the area, please put down your weapons. The Royal Colonial Force is on the way, surrender now. And we see a little like, I don't know, like football size like drone come out of the little lawyer's office and immediately starts like, scanning everybody. So it like shoots out a little like horizontal beam and it's just doing like scans of Lost and Fugazi. And it's like right there. And Fugazi, you're in, like Lost has you under his arms and has like pulled you out. So you don't really see any of this. You just see like a slightly brighter light.
Can I not just shoot the drone like with one hand with my rifle?
Not with one hand. Rifle is two-handed, but you could drop Lost and shoot.
Yeah, I like drop lost, but then I like blinded. Walk over him and we can't get blinded anymore and then shoot at it.
Okay.
Or like whack it.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want to do? So you've got lost in your arms, and the drone has just come out and like scanned both of you and is like announcing to the courtyard, like, you know, we know you're here, drop your shit.
Okay, so I'll take the butt of my gun and like hit it.
You try to hit it? Okay. Yeah. Let's see whether it gets to sort of flash you before you hit it. So roll a d8 and add your dexterity bonus. The drone got an 8.
So what does that mean? I have to get a 9?
Yeah, you need or an 8. You hit it at the same time. Okay, so I think your rifle strap or whatever gets caught on Mr. Fugazi, and yeah, and it like kind of pulls your rifle down, and you have to like take a second to like get it away, and then the thing flashes you as you're coming after it. So let's both make an attack roll to try to hit it. It's a melee attack.
Do I have a macro for melee?
Yeah, you should. You have a skill. Just use the skill.
Okay, so combat primitive? Oh, no. Combat unarmed?
Combat primitive.
Okay.
Things armor class is 6.
And strength?
Yes. Yeah, with strength.
It doesn't ask me if they're armor class. But, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. I mean,
that does it as a skill check. Sorry. Yeah, you can use there's an attack, a specific attack roll on your sheet.
Basic attack roll.
Yeah, basic attack roll.
Oh, okay. So 6?
Yes. Yeah, 6 armor class. Okay. So you hit it, but you don't crack the chassis. So you like hammer it with the butt of your weapon, and it tries to use the blinding flash on you. You can make a dex save. And then Mr. Securian, you can run in and see what's up.
It's just one drone, right?
Yeah, as far as anyone knows, yep.
No, wait, which tech and which stat is for it?
It's just called a tech save. It's under saving throws.
Oh, those ones, right.
Same place as the other one. You got it. Okay. All right, so Lost, you and Fugazi are both for the moment blinded by this like anti-riot drone, and then Securian, you and PK both come out of the like store you're hiding in, and she points up and she's like, I guess it was a drone.
So we don't see the drone itself.
You do. Yep, you can see this little floaty blue orb.
Okay, I'm gonna line up a shot, assuming that it's not in the. There's not a crossfire with someone else behind it or something like that, right?
Nope, you can take a shot at it.
Yeah, you're right. You said it's a plus 6, or it's an armor 6, right?
Armor class 6, yeah.
Okay, so it's plus 11 then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I hit something.
You hit it?
Nice.
Okay, roll damage.
It's 2d8 plus. 8 damage.
Okay. So the two upstairs that are blinded, you see a brighter flash on top of your already just bright flashes. And the thing blows up. Little bits of plastic get thrown all over the place.
So I just like snap, blow it up, and then I kind of look at them. Who am I with? I'm with 2-1. Or I'm with PK?
You're PK, yeah.
I kind of look at her and say, you're going to get to use that machine gun in a minute.
She nods and she's like, she's like, I'm not sure whether to be nervous or excited. Maybe we'll just be both. And she like spins the barrel a couple of times. And she turns around and shouts into the building. She's like, wake up, assholes. And and I think we can probably end her there, because there's definitely air cav on the way.
Cool.
So next time we play, we'll see what the reinforcements look like, and see if y'all can continue carrying out your mission. Nice. Let's do some shout outs. Let's take it back to Shoutout Town. You want to go first, Jeff?
I always want to go first. Thank you so much.
Hit it.
Thanks everybody for tuning in. Really appreciate it. It's so good to be just rolling fictional dice, especially when they're so fucking terrible. It just makes it so fun. But you know, like I said, they were okay when we need them to be. No one's dead yet. So just thanks for having myself and everyone else. And shout out to Caitlin for sliding in there and kicking ass, by the way. It's not easy to go into an established mostly group, but I thought you did an awesome job. So thank you. As for me, I've been streaming a lot of Total War, which I've never played before. Jesus Christ, is that fun? It's really,
you like it?
I do. It's a fun game.
Awesome.
But man, it was funny too, because I had never played a Total War game, and I was like, you know what? Chaos looks the coolest. I'm going to try them out. It is hilarious that there's a game out there that's like this, where it's that complicated. I come from like caveman RTS StarCraft, where it's like, be fast. But this game's got taxes, and there's fucking people asking me for my wine, and they want my bricks and my wood and shit. It's just so gloriously complicated. I like it. It's not that complicated. It was complicated at first, but I'm figuring it out now. So anyways, just have a good time with that. I'm actually home for a while. There was like 7 weekends in a row where I wasn't home. So that was intense, but now I'm home. So if you enjoy my stuff, I'll be streaming a whole bunch on In Control TV on Twitch. And posting pictures on In Control TV on Instagram of like Warhammer dogs and shit like that. So that's a cool place to follow me if you don't mind. Thank you.
Man, now I want a Warhammer dog. Some chaos on it.
That'd be a good Halloween costume for him.
Little Hound of Corn. Oh my God. I mean, do it. All right, DJ Wheat.
Your turn, buddy. So I would also like to, sup, Mini Wheat? I'll be in a second. I would also like to take a chapter out of Jeff's book and explain that, yes, in fact, I have played other males in role play shows, including the very famous Evan fucking Masters and Lord Wyman. So I hope to hit another home run here, and it looks like I got a great crew to do it with. So regardless, this is awesome. I'm really excited about what this is going to be and how it will unfold. So thanks for joining us, and you know where to find me. So
cool. Caitlin?
Well, thank you, Warhammer champion Jeff, for kind words. I'm really honored to play a role like in the slice of Mr. Cesarean's backstory. And like, damn, that PK. I'm sure chat like figured it out way sooner than I did. But then I was like, holy shit. I don't know. I just like, or something. But yeah, I mean, Swan Song is like the holy grail of RP shows. So thanks, JP, as well, for throwing me in here. Really fun.
Here's JP.
Everyone. Nice to play with Wheat again.
Yeah.
I'm always playing with Adam, so like, whatever.
Just another day.
Yeah. Just like.
I do like, though, that Adam's characters, which is so funny, because most of them are like, hey, guys, you should genuinely check us out over here. Like, this is a good idea. Come on over. Really nice people. And then every once in a while, and so far it's been the same female twice, she's like, fuck everyone, you're all gonna fucking die. It's like that exists in only one character.
Oh,
like, oh, that's just fake, because she said fuck you and talks about killing people. Oh, okay.
I forgot to mention, but I'm gonna play more Metal Gear Solid tonight, because I really, is your character like,
yeah, which one?
No, 4. So I've been playing them all this year, and it's already like my favorite series. Like, StarCraft is still like my favorite game, but StarCraft has no story. Don't play the campaign. I love Metal Gear Solid. So I started 4 yesterday, so I'm gonna play it tonight for like an hour.
That's awesome. Nice.
Good for you.
How far, when you say played all of them, do you mean the ones that can be played on stream, basically, right?
Yeah, so I played 1, 2, 3. Now I'm playing 4. I'm going to play Peace Walker next, and then the, like, Raiden one, like, that silly one, and then, like, Ground Zero, 5, and then I'm going to play the MSX ones, and then there's, like, the PSP ones, and so I guess I'm not...
You're actually playing all.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm not going to stream those ones, but...
If you want to play the PSP ones, or, like, the Vita one or whatever, check if they're compatible with the PSTV, because they're, like...
Yeah. 8.
And I've been streaming Persona 4 through a PSTV, and they're... Like, yeah, no one bought them, so they're cheap.
Huh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think all the
PSP like comics or something, but
yeah, motion comics.
I even like the Raiden one, and it's like not a Metal Gear Solid traditional game.
Dope.
Good game.
Yeah? Okay, good. Because everyone's telling me like, oh, it's so dumb. But I love Raiden. Like,
No, you should have a good time. But that's it's so funny because that game did fly in the face of the internet, like Metal Gear Solid snobs. Like every time they're like, "This is not I tried to do a peaceful version of this. I didn't get past the first three guys. I hate it." And it's like, oh,
that's really bad.
Well, now that we're all hype about Metal Gear, yeah, make sure you go check out Caitlin playing. I've been watching you play it. It's fun. It's fun watching you get killed by bosses and then triumph over them.
Yeah.
And we'll try to get a firm date on when we're going to play episode 2 of Swan Song Stories. In the meantime, if you want to, you can follow me on Twitter at Skinny Ghost or on Twitch, twitch.tv/AdamCoble. I'm going to be doing some Persona 4 this week, but I'm also mostly just prepping for the big 24-hour Roll20 Con on Friday. So I'm going to
be a little
light on streams till then.
Oh,
but I'm playing.
Right? We should talk about that.
So I'm playing playing games with all three of these nerds, plus Maggie and Steven and Neil and Jess Cox, and there's gonna be lots of cool people running games, and there's some panels. So you can check that out. The Twitch account is twitch.tv/roll20app. So
and it takes place online, guys.
It's an online con. So it's gonna be pretty cool. So I'm gonna be prepping for that. And if you want to see more, go to their website, check it out. But that's it for us. I'm back to GM, hopefully Balance of Power on the weekend. So I'll see all of you again then. And in the meantime, there's a Q&A thread up on Reddit. So thanks for coming. See you next time, everybody.
Peace, everyone. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.